Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Gar Lenander. We're going to talk about a couple of things that have happened recently with us. And I sat in an interview with Leanne a few weeks ago, and she was talking to a couple. She had brought me along to carry her suitcase. Well, we're going to talk about life insurance a little bit.
Life insurance, come on.
And so the question came up from Leanne, and I'm going to kind of paraphrase it and shorten it up a little bit. She was talking about their investment portfolio, what they had. And the comment came up, she said, well, you know, I've only got $100,000 of your money, and you've got several hundred thousand other places. I would like to know what you have and where you have it. And they kind of looked at her with a little puzzle, like, it's none of your business. And I knew what she where she was going with it, but Leanne, now, you go on and explain why you needed to know.
Well, this couple, they are retiring. And they have their assets in their 401ks. The big question that they came to me with was, well, now that we're going to retire, what shall we do with taking an income stream and several other goals and objectives like that? And I said, well, before I can determine what you can do, I need to know where your 401ks are invested. I need to know to be sure that we are all up to date on your investments, the kind of income you're going to take, what are you going to do with Social Security. This is just kind of an idea that you have to share with your investment advisor, no matter who he or she is, if you are thinking of changing your lifestyle and also looking at moving forward with all of your assets and saying, okay, I'm going to retire at such and such a time. If I'm going to retire, these are the things I need to know. And so when they come to an advisor, the advisor needs to know, number one, if they're your client already, you know their ages. You should already know their goals and their objectives. If now they have decided to retire or now they've decided to make some major changes in their life, before you can go ahead and set up a true retirement program, you have to know the rest of where their assets are and how they are invested. Now, I knew pretty much where they were, but they had some other things out there, some other old IRAs that they couldn't remember what was in them, and we needed that.
And how much?
And how? Well, they weren't following them. And so one of the questions was, we've got these IRAs out there, and we've kind of forgotten about them because they had moved in from out of town. They had gone ahead in other jobs in other places, and they had just plain not tracked them. So we had to get all of that together before we could decide exactly what kind of retirement income and what kind of retirement they were going to have. Now, one of the questions that will come up is, are they going to stay here? Are they going to move? Are they going to downsize? These are some of the things that we always look at. Social Security was one of the individuals younger than the other one. How are they going to take Social Security?
When are they going to take it?
Are they going to have pensions? All of these things play in to their picture. Whenever an individual goes in to talk to a registered investment advisor or a certified financial planner, and they want a portfolio set up, and they want to know how this portfolio should be run and what kind of income they can take from it, they have to share their assets, their goals and objectives. They have to share their risk tolerance. And one important thing is, how have they invested in the past? How aggressive they've been? how conservative do they want to be, what kind of lifestyle they're going to have. These are the things that are extremely important in planning a portfolio for someone and then moving ahead with that portfolio and income or growth in income or whatever type of a portfolio they want. The other thing is, and this is where Garwin came into the picture, do they have long-term care? That's an important consideration. Secondly, what kind of a life insurance program do they have? Do they feel they need life insurance or don't need life insurance? And then when we get into that, you're looking also at, have they done an estate plan? Because all of these things mesh together to make their program work correctly for them. Now, Garwin, I'm going to have you pick up the business about the life insurance, because people buy life insurance at different ages. Now, when you're younger, you think more about term insurance. You want more insurance for the money. As you get older, you also think about insurance that carries, well, investments inside of it, or basically builds cash value, and why you would pick something like that versus the term insurance, or why do you pick the term insurance versus the cash building program?
Well, it's pretty obvious that when a person's young, you've got the young family members, you've got kid children, you've got a mortgage, you're paying off your car, you need lots of life insurance. And most young providers cannot afford a great deal of life insurance. I've used this analogy many times. You've got a 30-year-old who's making $50,000 a year. If he goes for 30 years, he's going to make $1.5 million. You need to insure that. Now, when I say that to young people, they blanch, they roll their eyes, and they say, oh, geez, I can't afford that. Well, then let's do what you can afford. But when you get older, you don't want to have term insurance because if you live too long, the rates get out of sight, and you can't afford to keep it.
And your health may be different. And if your health is different, that makes a big difference, too, because if you need insurance going forward and this one runs out or you don't want to pay those premiums, you may not get other health, other insurance policies.
I have this, unfortunately, happen frequently where the people who apply for life insurance who are in their 60s and 70s can't get it. They can't get what they want. Now, there are some programs that we can get some smaller amounts that are a guaranteed issue. I can get life insurance on anybody right now, but I can't get as much as many people want.
And so they can afford.
And they can afford. So at the point, when they're 65 years old or 70 years old, and they probably need $200,000-$300,000, they can't get it. They can't get that much. So we're limited to $25,000 or $50,000 or even $100,000. That's all they can get. So the question becomes, at some point in your life, you need to be thinking about making some of that term insurance a permanent plan, converting some of that over with no health questions into a permanent plan so that when you reach your senior age and your health is gone.
Let's just say your retirement age.
Well, all right, whatever age, your health is such that you can't buy insurance. You already got it. It's already built into your financial program, and you have it, and it's done. So then you don't have to worry about it. I unfortunately do a lot of that with seniors, 60 plus, who are still thinking about life insurance. Now, the question always comes up, do I really need life insurance? I have $500,000. I have $1 million. Do I really need some life insurance? My answer always is yes. Why? Because you're going to have, when you die, there's always going to be, for lack of a better term, there's going to be a mess to clean up. There's a funeral to pay for. There's probably some medical bills to probably pay for. And if you have life insurance, you can get the money. If you don't have life insurance, your assets may be tied up and nobody can get at them.
Well, the one thing to keep in mind, too, if you have a large estate, you're thinking, number one, yes, I have a lot of money sitting out there. And yes, it might be some probate, but there might be some estate taxes due. And the federal and the Minnesota estate taxes are different. And so you have to be careful about that. And life insurance is one way to preserve that estate the right way in case things get caught up in any changes that are going on. Plus, when you go in to have a funeral, when your children go in to take care of a funeral, one of the things they want to know is they want to be sure that they get paid. And so needless to say, if you have everything planned out, it does make a big difference. And that insurance policy is paid very quickly, whereas some of the assets, depending upon how ownership is set up, you may not be able to get to immediately.
They may be tied up for years, frankly. I've seen it for years where one of the children get to fighting with the rest of the family over assets, and they sue. Now, I don't know how many times I've heard people say, no, but my children won't do that. Well, I'm sorry. I've seen the finest families have problems over that.
We've seen a lot of people they do not agree.
So that's why I'm saying it's very likely you should have some life insurance so that there's no question who the beneficiary is. It's made out to beneficiary as one of the children with the express purposes of paying for my funeral. It's done. Then it's over. And clean up the lien last message. I had a situation several years ago where a person went on a trip. Their health was not good. They went on a trip, had no life insurance, and came home and died rather quickly after the trip. And there was a large problem with the expenses from the hospital. And they had to get it out of the estate. And the estate was tied up. And it was a mess. It was a terrible mess. And I tried to have them buy life insurance, and they wouldn't buy it. Because they had assets. And they had plenty of assets.
Well, that's where an estate plan is important. So when you set up your programs and you think about your assets, et cetera, they need to also see an attorney, because that attorney can give them some definite guidance. And maybe some of the assets have to be moved in to a trust. Or maybe life insurance is involved in paying everything out, and the trust is going to take care of that. One of the things that people don't realize is when you have a will, it simply will not cover you as far as everything is going to be out there and recorded as to what's available. In other words, what their assets are. So a trust quite often comes into the picture, but an attorney needs to step in. Actually, when you're dealing with your estate and when you're dealing with your advisor and you're dealing with your insurance agent, the attorney is the other person that should be included.
Absolutely.
In your financial picture. That's an important process that you need to go through with using all the right people in setting up your program.
And yes, it's going to cost you some money. That's always the point. Well, it's going to cost me. Yes, it's going to cost you some money. You don't buy a Cadillac for the same price you'll pay for a Volkswagen. But you get it done, and it's done the way you want it. And it's done right. That's why it's so very important that you do it. And particularly, the larger your estate, the more,
the more you need.
The more you need to have an attorney involved.
You need the right advisors with you.
And there are estate planning attorneys around. They're just not the regular attorneys. There are estate planning attorneys that you need to go to. We're running to the end. We'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions for us, give us a call at 651-436-3997. Or
the other number is 651-365-5000.
And we'll be with you again next week. And we'd love to hear from you if you've got some suggestions about topics for us to cover. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. 36. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.